This summer, Idahoans celebrated the life of one of the state's most famous Chinese-American citizens. Polly Bemis now has her own statue in Boise. For those not familiar with her story, Bemis came to the U.S. in the early 1870s. It was a time when many Chinese men were coming to the states to find work, in the mines or wherever else they could. Some opened their own businesses.
Because of both U.S. laws and Chinese cultural traditions, a lot of women didn't migrate into the United States, and so that was kind of unique.
That's Renee Campbell, a PhD student at the University of Idaho.
She was sold by her family, which was not a terribly uncommon thing in that time period, and then smuggled into the country through Portland and purchased by a Chinese man in a remote mining town in Idaho. And she came in neither knowing English, the language of the United States, or the language that most of her fellow Chinese immigrants would have been speaking at the time.
Campbell says much is known about the life of Polly Bemis, but there are many myths as well, and those have driven the interest in her story.
She's been written up in a couple of literary works. There was a historical novel that was written about her that was turned into a movie called 1,000 Pieces of Gold. And because of this sort of the notoriety that came from that, she's been inducted into the Idaho Hall of Fame. She's also been called one of the Pacific Northwest's most famous Chinese women.
Campbell was drawn into the Polly Bemis orbit through her work at the university's Asian American Comparative Collection.
What we are doing is an archaeological project, and it's kind of in conjunction with a new book that my boss, Priscilla Wagers, wrote and that came out in 2020 about the true life of Polly Bemis.
The true story included a marriage to a man named Charlie Bemis. For years, they lived on a ranch in the mountains of central Idaho.
She led a life of total subsistence in this kind of rural and beautiful landscape, but she became really well known by locals who would travel down the river or across to access some of the mining claims. They would travel a trail near her house, and she sold them vegetables and fish that she caught. And she kind of became a really beloved figure in her local community.
The Bemises spent several years there. One cabin burned. Charlie Bemis died. The cabin was later rebuilt, and Polly lived there alone. The 26-acre compound has been cared for over the years. Last spring, Campbell was part of a 9-person University of Idaho team that spent a few days digging at what is now a National Historic Site.
We were hoping, maybe we'd find a bunch of nails if a house burns in place and the lumber disintegrates, but you still have those nails behind. That can be a nice indication. So we did a metal detector survey. We did a couple what are called shovel test probes, which are basically just 50-centimeter round holes that you dig into the ground. And then we did 2 formal 1-meter by 1-meter square units outside the house in the location where the statue is going to go.
That statue will be a bronze bust of Polly Bemis that will greet visitors to the ranch. Campbell says she was pleasantly surprised by the materials the team found.
We found buttons, cartridge shells, things like that. We also found little fragments of porcelain plates and a fragment of a stoneware crock, which is something that you would use to store food in. And we know that because Polly's living out there and she's got this giant garden, she was doing a lot of food storage. And we also found a tiny little metal tag that would have been on a plug of tobacco.
Campbell says diaries kept at the time show Polly Bemis smoked a pipe. She says the artifacts that were found are being washed and cataloged this fall. They'll later be returned to the property owners so they might be displayed back at the ranch. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.